The symbol Om. Om is acclaimed as the most powerful word symbol of Brahman, the supreme reality, God. It is known as Pranava. Pranava means that which pervades life. Om is used in meditation by spiritual seekers. Brahman is the ultimate goal a human being can aspire to reach. One cannot reach it directly through the body, mind, or intellect. Brahman is not something that your sense organs can perceive, nor is it an emotion your mind can feel, nor a thought your intellect can conceive. It remains unknown. Most people need a known idol to reach an unknown ideal. Some need a gross idol with a form, a stone, metal, or any solid substance. Others can do with a subtler form like fire. Thus, fire has been a common idol of worship in many religions. The subtlest idol is sound. It is considered subtlest since only one of the five sense organs, ear, can contact it. And of all sounds, Om is acclaimed the most natural, most potent. There are reasons for the choice. One, sound can be classified under two categories, inarticulate and articulate. Inarticulate sound, also known as intonational, deals with feeling, emotion of the mind, concerns the heart, whereas the articulate sound, also known as alphabetical, can be recited in the letters of the alphabet. It deals with knowledge, understanding by the intellect, concerns the head. However, articulate sound has a limited application. It can be transacted only by those who have gone through the particular training, learnt that language. Imagine a Persian meeting a Russian. One tries to communicate to the other in one's language. Neither of them understands the other. But when one laughs or cries, the other instantly knows he is happy or unhappy. Such communication is inarticulate, intonational, a universal way by which even babies and animals can communicate. Music is another example of intonation. The sound of music has a positive effect on beings. It produces great results. The symbol Om has the distinction of being both articulate and inarticulate, alphabetical and intonational. It has a deep philosophical significance. While the chant of Om has an extraordinary effect on human beings, the two aspects together help an individual attune with the eternal being. Two, Om is constituted of three sounds, three letters, A, U, and M. In Sanskrit grammar, A and U coalesce to form owe. Thus, a, u, and m, a, u, and m together is pronounced as om. Even the mute can produce the sound of om. Om. A, a is a guttural sound. It emanates from the throat. There is no sound below the throat. U, u is a sound produced when it courses through the mouth. And m is where it ends, when the lips close. There is no sound beyond that. Thus, om covers the full range of sound, represents the entire phenomena of sound. The chant of om produces peace and harmony around. 3. Om symbolizes the pure consciousness, the consciousness that pervades the waking, dream, and deep sleep states. A, A represents the world experienced in the waking state of consciousness, while U, U represents the world of the dream state of consciousness, and M, the nothingness of the deep sleep state of consciousness. While chanting Om, the meditator must focus his concentration on that pure consciousness, the Supreme Self, that supports the three states all through life. 4. The mantra word symbol Om does not belong to any religion. It is merely a symbol of the ultimate reality. It represents the pure consciousness, the Supreme God. It is nature's word, not subject to conjugation, inflection, or grammatical manipulation as other words are. Om occupies a very special place with reference to God. God is said to be omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. These words begin with Om. Even prayers in different languages end with Amen, Amin, which again is a reference to Om. In the practice of meditation, the mind chants the mantra Om between every two successive chants. There is a momentary silence. That silence is known as amatra. The intellect discriminates between sound and silence, between mantra and amatra. As long as the chant lasts, there is thought flow which establishes the presence of the mind. And with thoughts flowing, the pair of thought and silence exists for the intellect to continue operating. In the peak of meditation, the chant ends in silence. The thought flow ceases. The mind becomes extinct. There is no longer the pair of thought and silence. Consequently, the intellect ceases. Thus, the meditator transcends both mind and intellect. His individual self merges with the Supreme Self, gains spiritual enlightenment.